After months of debates and delays, Hillsborough County Commissioners decided not to follow the precedent set by Sarasota and Pinellas counties. Hillsborough chose not to ban the use and sale of fertilizers on residential lawns from June through September. Commissioner Mark Sharp said the ban was government at its worst because it created too much regulation that will cost jobs and not improve the problem of nitrogen entering Tampa Bay.
My concern is this. Before I jump without any data, we don't even know if we picked option four or option three, what the results might be. The only option we really think we have any data on is option one, which talks about the 30 tons, which is less than one quarter of 1% of the total problem. And that seems to be government at its worst. We want to put a lot of regulation out there. We don't really have any idea of the impact of it, and it's going to affect less than one quarter of 1%, but it's going to affect a lot of jobs.
Environmental Protection Commission staff recommended four options to regulate excessive fertilizer runoff into the bay. Option one was recommended by the Tampa Bay Estuary Program. It was the most restrictive and the one the commissioners discussed most frequently during the meeting. But Commission Chair Al Higginbotham motioned to get rid of its major regulation, the summertime ban on fertilizer use. Higginbotham said that even without the ban, option one would still be stricter than what the state requires.
It requires a soil testing for phosphorus-containing fertilizer, extends turf water buffer zones, accelerates the BMP training requirements for compliance deadlines, extends weather-related, and I think this is very important, weather-related to no fertilizer restrictions during storm occurrences. With that, I'm going to recommend that we strike, and I can read the entire thing if you like, but no applicator shall apply fertilizer containing nitrogen and or phosphorus to turf during the restricted season from June 1 through September 30th, but leaving in the more restrictive areas aspects of this rule.
The rule also includes an education component and a future scientific evaluation to determine whether the regulations have worked. But Commissioner Kevin Beckner believed this did not go far enough to protect the environment and avoid potential fines from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
I also will not be supporting this motion. I don't think it does enough for, number one, our environment, and it does enough to really have an impact on the financial crisis that we're going to be facing when EPA comes to us and starts demanding that we have to start spending dollars to remove excess nitrogen from our waterways. I believe that in option one, it provides a cost-effective way and an easy way to get to the point where we need to be to remove the excess nitrogen.
Tom Krumerich, a community representative of Florida Consumer Action, was in the audience and was disappointed in the commission's decision to not ban summer fertilizer use.
This was a huge mistake, even if you just look at it on economic grounds. First of all, by not having the summer ban, you've got 30,000 tons of nitrogen that you had the opportunity to eliminate. The expert testimony at the meeting was that the cost per ton to clean up that nitrogen once it gets in the water is going to be anywhere from $40,000 to $200,000 per ton. We're right on the cusp of the maximum amount that we can have in the bay as far as nitrogen goes. So by not subtracting any from that, that's going to affect economic growth because we can't allow new industries to come in here if they're going to add to the nitrogen load.
Beckner and Rose Ferlita voted against striking down the summertime ban, but the watered-down fertilizer ordinance passed and will go into effect June 1st, 2011. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatile for WMNF News.